This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Though high water continues at many local lakes as well as our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs, good fishing continues. And it's also time to take a look at some of our upcoming hunting seasons. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, Illinois hunters are anxiously awaiting the start of several popular statewide hunting seasons. The Illinois squirrel season now opens in just a few weeks on August 1st and continues through February 15th. Now, the squirrel hunting season does close during both segments of the firearm deer hunt. In addition, the annual dove season will be kicking off September 1st statewide, and the bag limit again will be 15 birds. Archery hunting seasons for deer and turkey will open on October 1st, and hunting hours for both species are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. And you can get more information on these and more upcoming seasons by contacting your local ID&R office. Locally, that'd be the Alton office at 618-462-1181. Also, Illinois hunters may now or soon begin applying for a variety of hunting permits. Applications for firearm deer permits will be accepted for the random daily drawings, and that begins August 13th. The applications are for 2013 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader deer permits. You can find more information on these on the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, resident archery deer and fall turkey permits are also available. The resident combination archery deer permits, resident antlerless only archery deer permits, and resident archery fall turkey hunting permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. And the remaining non-resident 2013 Illinois combination archery deer permits, as well as non-resident archery only archery deer permits, and non-resident archery fall turkey permits will soon become available over-the-counter, and you need to watch for more news on these. And beginning August 2nd, resident and non-resident Illinois youth firearm deer permits will become available through over-the-counter sales at DNR direct license and permit vendors. Hunters may soon also apply for the Illinois 2013 free upland game hunt permits. These are for special state sites that offer only a special deer, upland game hunt. Applications must be made online beginning August 1st on the DNR website. And information is now available online for hunters wishing to apply for 2013 Illinois controlled pheasant hunting opportunities available at certain DNR sites. The online reservations become available August 5th. Many of the sites are operated by the DNR, while some are managed by T. Miller Inc. For more application information, see the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And one other thing applies to the waterfowl hunters. Resident hunters may soon apply online for the first lottery. That will be held August 14th through the 28th for the Illinois 2013 Public Duck and Goose Hunting Area Permit Program. The second lottery deadline will be September 11th for those unsuccessful residents' applications from the first lottery. Residents who didn't apply in the first lottery and non-residents. And the third lottery deadline is in late September. All initial applications must be made online at the DNR website. And that again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at some vastly improved fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
If you've been following the water levels at Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, you know they're high, and high has been an issue for most anglers up until this point. Lake Shelbyville and Wren Lake are now just beginning to show signs of a slow fall. Carlisle Lake, up until the last 24 hours, has been on a continual rise. In fact, it's probably up a foot in just the last 7 days, with they're holding water back, and this is keeping things a little bit high on most of of our local lake, our local Corps of Engineer reservoirs. But despite the rains of the past 2 months, many dedicated anglers have been enjoying some pretty good fishing success. Good catches of white bass, largemouth bass, bluegill, crappie, and catfish have been reported from each lake. At Carlisle Lake, white bass action is finally turning on. Most of the successful anglers are fishing all of the usual hot spots and some are trolling. Carlisle Lake anglers are using a variety of small tailspin lures coupled with jigs to catch white bass. Some of the best fishing is currently being found in the lower reaches of the lake. However, some success is now being reported near Boulder, Keysport, and the railroad trestle, as well as the silos. Similarly, good white bass action is being found in the Carlisle tailwaters. Anglers are using inline spinners, tube jigs, or minnows during the day. Improved action is also reported by the night fishermen using lights. Catfish, too, continue to provide excellent fishing action. Reports of good catches continue to pour in from Carlisle Lake. Catfish anglers are fishing with a simple hook, sinker, and bobber, and fishing throughout the lake. The catfish have now moved off the riprap shorelines and can be found in deeper water. Using any of a variety of popular live baits, a large percentage of these fish are being caught by anglers drift fishing in the main lake. And good reports are also coming from Lake Shelbyville. At one point, the lake was nearly 10 feet above normal, but is now starting to barely fall. Thus far this year, Lake Shelbyville has produced some of the state's finest fishing for many species. And like Carlisle, water temperatures here are running near the 80-degree mark, and white bass, crappie, walleye, and sauger action has been superb. Reports indicate the white bass and other species are currently holding on the steep drop-offs running from 10 to 20 foot deep. Most anglers are trolling with their electric trolling motors and pulling bottom bouncers and spinners. Bottom bouncer and a spinner is something that most walleye hangers use up north and are rarely seen down here. As the water levels begin to stabilize, the whites will begin feeding in the large schools of shad on the lake. And once that happens, the surfacing white bass can be found most any time during the day. And due to the relatively late spawn, the shad are quite small and hungry. White bass and crappie simply continue feeding on them. Many of the crappie and white bass are quite large, and it's merely a matter of locating a feeding school and catching plenty. Some fishermen are also trolling small crankbaits for them, but they're scattered. The best success seems to come from anglers using these bottom bouncers and spinners. The bigger fish seem to also prefer this method. And the walleye and sauger bite has also been good. These fish are currently located along the drop-offs as well. Here, too, bottom bouncers and spinners tipped with crawlers are working exceptionally well. Crappie fishing remains good for anglers using the same method, only with a small minnow on their rigs. And don't be surprised to catch a few quality Lake Shelbyville largemouth bass while using this method. Catfish and crappie are currently the top catch at Wren Lake in southern Illinois. Here, anglers are catching good numbers of these fish using a variety of baits and methods. Boaters are drift fishing for catfish throughout the lake using shrimp, cut shad, and leeches, and are finding success. Shoreline anglers are using similar baits along with some commercial baits and enjoying some good fishing action. Recently, the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and Ina Boat Ramp have been hot spots for shoreline catfish action. Largemouth bass continue to provide good action for Wren Lake anglers. Quality bass are falling for chartreuse and shad-colored crankbaits in about 6 to 8 feet of water along the rocks. And the Jackie Branch has produced some of the better bass fishing in recent weeks, as well as areas around the Big Island. The crappie bite is rated good, with much of the better success coming for anglers using minnows and fishing the deeper stake beds. However, anglers must sort through a large number of smaller fish before putting together a respectable catch. And weather forecasters are finally calling for a return of the warmer weather this week, and this could mean even better fishing ahead, even though fishing conditions may be a bit less than comfortable. So as you can see, we've got some good fishing. Hunting seasons are quickly approaching. The outdoors is going to be a busy place, and that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.